This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala ba'd. My brothers and sisters, the question I ask myself and I ask you to ask yourself is, will I enter Ramadan or will Ramadan enter me? This is a beautiful question that our teacher and our ustad and our sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullahi alayhi of Durban, used to ask, will you enter Ramadan or will Ramadan enter you? Because if I enter Ramadan, then it's a matter of date change. When 29 or 30 days finish, I will exit Ramadan and that's it. But if Ramadan enters me, then it will remain in me and it will remain with me, inshallah, till my last day. And that is the question to ask. Will I enter Ramadan or will Ramadan enter me? Now, what is the meaning of saying will Ramadan enter me? Ramadan is the essence. It is the extract. It is the symbol. It is the signature. It is the face of Islam itself. Because Islam is to submit ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Submit what? Submit our desires. I want something and Allah wants something and I say whatever Allah wants, that will happen. What I want will happen if it is in line with what Allah wants. If it is not in line with what Allah wants, then what I want will be discarded. What Allah wants will happen. This is the meaning of Islam. Islam means to submit. Ramadan al-Kareem comes to teach us and to remind us to submit. I am hungry, but because it is the time of the fast, I will not eat. I am thirsty, but because it is the time of the fast, I will not drink. I have desire, but because it is the time of the fast, I will not fulfill my desire. I want to get angry, I want to curse, I want to shout, I want to scream, I want to, express my displeasure in ways which are not permissible, I will not do that. Not only because of the time, but because this is the training. Ramadan is the boot camp to make us Muslim, to teach us to submit. And if Ramadan enters me, then throughout my life, whenever it's a matter of my desire versus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will always prevail, inshallah. That will make me a true Muslim. And that will make you a true Muslim. So ask yourself, will you enter Ramadan or will Ramadan enter you? Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.